Good morning, Phil. This is Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hello.
Hi.
And then I, Daniel, is also here.
Hi. Everything working well with your code?
Yeah, I found a bug in my profiling. Everything actually took about one-third the time I thought it was.
What?
It turns out Dumper takes actually a really long time to print the data structure. In fact, it takes about three times as long to print the data structure as it does to read and generate it.
Ah, yes.
So the Perl implementation is actually even faster than the C implementation than I thought. Both obviously got faster, but the Dumper slowdown was kind of constant because it was the same structure. So I think the reason the Perl is faster than the C has really only to do with the fact that the interface between the C and the Perl is kind of
the dumper used for that interface.
Yeah.
So that the C code does makes a text file containing a big Perl data structure, and this is evaluated.
Yeah. That's exactly where the entire slowdown is coming from.
Ah, yes. So that when we have a one-language solution, that simply due to the fact that it's a one-language solution, that this makes it already much, much faster.
Yeah. One of the other benefits of doing it all in Perl is I actually get to use pointers properly. So in my overview, all the drivers are shared, and the C's, the drivers get output again because it's all basically just being copied. So I get reduced RAM usage.
Yes. This is also a nice thing. Yes, and so for measuring the time in Perl, you probably do not... put some commands which measure the time into a Perl script and do not have any input or output between them, and then you get the real time.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Runtime for my implementation of overview is about 2 to 3 times slower. Unfortunately, my crude runtime calculation only has a second resolution, so it depends on which side of 1 C falls and which side of 5 we fall.
What did you say?
It takes about 2 seconds for the C program to generate the overview, and it takes about 5 seconds for the Perl to do the same.
Yes. 5 seconds for Perl to do the same.
Yeah.
So this would mean that the Perl program is much slower.
Yeah, it is. It's because I process the entire or all of the external document, that I just throw away what I don't need. We were already fast enough, and obviously we want to be using SQL for the actual, So we're fast enough.
Okay.
The C program gets a lot faster in this case because it only has to do one interface with Perl.
Yes. So, in the current state you are now is in the current state. You have now done the overview, and is there something missing still missing in C program elimination from the PPD, the combo generation for the PPDs?
Yeah, that's missing. The overview is a work in progress right now. I haven't done I haven't done a comparison test between the C.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, Hugh, how are you?
Fine. What happened to you? Why are you leaving Z4?
Yeah, some big change. I guess I found other opportunities.
Well, I
Ira?
Hi, Ira.
Uh-oh.
what did you say, George?
Yeah, I found another opportunity. So I'm moving to Amazon.
To what? Where?
Amazon.
Amazon?
Yeah. It's a very affordable camera.
Ah, yes, yes. So the next camera I get much cheaper.
Yeah, I think so.
So next time on camera cheaper instead of a Ricoh camera for free.
Right.
Hi, Chip. This is Ira back again. The mute button is right by the off button on this phone. It is easy to accidentally hit both.
So, then George will soon sell you a new phone. Because the employer sells phones. Mm-hmm. His new employer.
Yeah, I'll see. So my last day is this Friday. So, and David Williams, he will take over the open printing activities from me.
Yes, yes. I've sent him already a bigger introduction, which I've CC'd also to you.
All right. So did you create an account for him on to the check-ins?
I have sent in the introductions. I've asked him for the needed stuff, and the account creation will be done by our system administrators, and they are CC'd. So it should happen.
All right. Who?
As soon as he will answer that email.
All right.
He is already at Ricoh, or will he only arrive on Monday?
Excuse me?
Already at Ricoh, or will he...
No, he's working the same office as me. Actually, he has been here for like four or 5 years in Ricoh already.
Ah, yes. He only advances now to your position.
Yeah, he only take over my position, yes.
Yes, yes.
George, do you happen to know if David will be watching the email lists of IPP and CloudWork and PWG, or is that falling completely to Brian Smithson, or what?
I think for that part, Brian Smith, he is the primary person watching over this. And for David, I'm not sure. That's up to him, I guess.
Okay, I sort of brought it up because Brian very rarely shows up at PWG conference calls except for imaging device security ones, which he, you know, is the secretary for.
Right, okay.
So, at the moment, except for you, there didn't... perhaps there are other people, Chris or somebody, watching the list, but there's no one apparently watching IPP or cloud other than you.
Oh, okay. So actually, Brian is also working in the same office as me. So Brian,
then
David,
you might touch base with him about that and see if he wants to share with David or something, because Brian really almost never shows up at the other teleconferences, including the cloud ones. I mean, he shows up at the face-to-face, but that's different.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But I think that's what working group they're watching. I will definitely talk to David and explain what the other PWG working groups are and what they are for.
Good.
And, I guess it's up to him to, which working group he would like to participate.
Yeah, I kind of didn't want to give him an assignment, but merely ask that you at least encourage him to subscribe to the IPP Everywhere and Cloud mailing list so he could see what we were doing.
Yeah,
and query Brian, have you looked at this? They're reviewing the spec or whatever.
Right. One interesting thing is in Rico here for PWG. I'm not sure actually who is the official representatives in PWG for Rico. I know Brian is representative for some like P2600, some PWG activities, but I'm not sure whether that covers everything PWG does.
I'm not sure if it does in his mind as well. I mean, he has a lot else to do. But for instance, Brian has, when he wasn't there in person, he has not been calling into all of the other sessions, even in a face-to-face, in the last year. So I know he's not got the bandwidth, and he has also cast abstain ballots, and neither yes nor no on spec for about a year.
Right, okay.
Which I assume, since he said in his abstain ballot, it's because I haven't reviewed this spec, that it was that he's not following those. I know, but he has been actually casting the abstain ballot, so according to the ISTO, he's at least the primary or the alternate
voter. I think he's kind of official representative for some activities in PWG. So I assume he's the one that's casting all the votes. And I did talk to him from now and then for a couple of PWG-related issues. And definitely I'll talk to David and tell David about the Cloud Printing Working Group. He's part of the IPP Working Group, IPP Everywhere. So to touch base. But I do think he hasn't been following these activities in the past. So it might take him some time to catch up with what's going on.
I mean, actually calling into the working group meetings is nice, but even just watching the mailing list and occasionally looking at the minutes so that he had the context of what we were working on. Because for instance, the big IPP spec, JPS3, is pretty rapidly maturing in its content, so a person could sit down and make plans for prototyping or whatever.
Right. So, one question is we also have a Open Printing Japan's meeting, and I know that Rico's Open Printing people in Japan, they are participating in those meetings.
Yeah, and we get sent to printing architecture mailing list English summaries by Mihara-san, usually a little late, but of their monthly meetings. However, unfortunately, we also had quarterly meetings in which either Till or I came in the middle of the night and the other one in some daytime, and we met with Toritani-san and Mihara-san usually, but with anyone from Open Printing Japan, and we have not had one of those, nor had any email reply since the last one fell through several months ago. So if you know anyone in Rico Japan to send a gentle note to suggesting that we need to coordinate between Open Printing Japan and the other parts of the Open Printing effort, that would be good.
Yes, for me, the only contact with Japan is that if I have some bug or suggestion regarding filters or drivers, I mail to the appropriate person and this person answers to me to fix this, but not more.
And for the last 2 years, they haven't attended or called in to the Open Printing Summit, which is a little, Toritani-san, Mihara-san, and others actually used to fairly commonly come, especially when we had joint meetings.
And on the Open Printing Summits, they got always personal invitations from me.
So I know perfectly well about travel restrictions. It's hard enough to go to a different part of California, but It's really important that we manage to have these quarterly teleconferences or a quarterly email exchange or something, so that we can respond to comments in their monthly meeting minutes and they can respond to comments in our monthly meeting minutes.
Right. I don't know how the, what do they do in their meetings? I mean, they discuss some topics.
Oh, yeah, they discuss topics like vector driver and PDF issues and so on. I could go back. Let me see.
Right,
I have
right.
a copy of the April minutes that Mihara-san just sent out, if I could find it.
Yes, George, I've also forwarded you something.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the Chikuga-san, because Chikuga-san is the Ricoh's person in open printing.
Yes.
Yeah, so
only one
for
that also gets moved to David.
They talked about the vector spec and they talked about the open printing OPFC Toritani. Not sure what that meant, but glue code for GoScript and PDF filter and that's what they talked about in April. So an issue in the glue code for GoScript that Otani-san was working on, and PDF filters, which got committed to the CUPS trunk, and about the Apple contributor agreements and
PDF filters did not get committed to the CUPS trunk.
It hasn't been done because they haven't done all the contributor agreements yet. Or they're not going to, and we're doing it that other way. What are we doing about the PDF filters, Jill?
One thing is, if in a certain time we will not succeed to get all the contributor agreements in a reasonable time, then I think we need some certain place on open printing.
Right,
add-ons to CUPS.
Right, which we talked about in April at the printing summit.
Yes.
So that there wasn't just a bunch of random places, but there was a managed place at the open printing site that CUPS could also install from.
Yes, yes.
One's up in the air.
For the filters, it is not very difficult to make add-on packages. I have already made one. It's simply not that we don't yet have a BZR repository or something like that, but only this add-on package. But it will get more complex if we take into account for CUPS add-ons also things like the patches for Avahai support. Because these things are major patches in CUPS. They are not simply files which are added to CUPS, but not directly interacting with the code of CUPS.
So they potentially interact with the integrity of the CUPS code.
Yes. I think there were some problems with Red Hat and not signing this agreement and so. And I don't know how it will be with CUPS 1.5, whether it will have a VAHI support. Can be that when it has from upstream, then it would be great. Then we don't need these patches anymore. As 1.5 got into beta, and so we can, it looks all like that 1.5 will be the CUPS of the fall editions of the distros.
Ah, okay.
But it can easily happen that we get other major patches, which are done by parties which do not sign the agreement, especially Red Hat.
I'm taking a couple of notes here. Hang on.
I looked up on their last email on the Japanese list, and they were trying to arrange a meeting for themselves in May. Unfortunately, they couldn't get the Linux Foundation room. So he suggested a different date, but nobody responded. So I don't know what's going on with that.
I'm sorry, who was that? Who was that speaking? Obviously, I'm out of date on my minutes here.
Sorry, it was Daniel. Where did I cut off?
Hi, Daniel. I take it David Williams is not on the phone today, and nor is Peter or Glenn?
I didn't hear him.
Okay.
And we are now, it seems now that we are five persons.
I have four, which means I've missed somebody. Daniel, Till, Ira, and George. Who else?
Danny. Danny, are you still there?
Oh, Danny Brennan?
Yes.
Yeah, I was speaking into a muted mic. Sorry.
Well, that's fine. Okay. Hi, Danny. Thank you for coming. Danny, for minutes, should I actually show you at IBM, or should I list you as an independent? That is, you are not representing IBM in open printing. Is that right?
Yeah, I'd say for right now, I'd go with the individual.
Okay. I'm going to say independent. I suddenly realized it was fine for the actual conference to say that you were from IBM, but I didn't really want to, in minutes, apparently record you as speaking for them.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. You can mute again.
All right.
Now, let's see. Open printing site for cups, patches, and the problem is... for people who have not signed CUPS contributor agreement. And then I'm going to put in, for example, possibly the PDF filters from OP Japan. And I don't really want to speculate about the various other things like Red Hat stuff yet here, Till, because we don't know that that's happening. Okay. What the heck was the agenda here? The agenda was the introduction of David Williams, which I believe George has done, and State of the Art of Daniel Dresser's Fumatic work, and more TBD, and more TBD was these issues with OP Japan. Till, I'm going to put something in the minutes, too, that's an action item to Toritani-san and Mihara-san to get OP Japan to start attending again our quarterly telecons, because they've managed to miss them and then have to do it a week later several times last year as well.
Yes.
And
the last time we even do not redo the conference.
Well, I sent a query back specifically asking Toritani-san and Mihara-san to reply, and they never did. But, you know, we all get a lot of email. I didn't make that the subject line of the email. But we'll see. Okay. Daniel, would you like to talk about your activities in the Fumatic project status?
Sure. Is my volume okay?
Yes, it's
yes.
Fine.
Okay, good. Since the last meeting, I finished up printer and drivers. Those are perfectly the same as the C program. I added preliminary options. Unfortunately, options... The C program does not expose options unless you ask for a combo. I haven't added combos yet, so I can't compare my option processing against C programs until I do combos. So I'm putting off full options until then. Added legacy and full multilingual support. The legacy is basically how the C program handles multilingual. You'll give it a preference for whichever language you like, and if that language isn't present in the XML, it just gives you English. Full gives every single language that's present in the XML. It's likely not going to be as useful as what Till suggested to me, normalizing the long names of the options so that the desktops can properly translate that stuff. Then I added a script for easy verification of our XML database against our XML schemas. It was documented in the README, but with the script, it's a lot easier to do that, so that should get done more often. There was a bug in my runtime calculations, so all my runtime calculations were semi-inaccurate. The Perl is actually faster than I thought it was. C is slower than I thought it was, except in overviews, in which case the C is faster and Perl is slower. Everything's fast enough. I just find it kind of awesome that my Perl
is faster. It's all acceptable performance.
Yes.
Okay.
Then I found out that if you register on the on Open Printing Wiki and then you click Become a Member, you can edit the front page. So I did that and did some cleanup on the front page. And then lately I've just been working on Overview. Should come in at about 70% RAM usage. I'll take about 2 to 3 times the runtime.
I'm sorry.
Again,
I didn't catch that one. What is taking 2 to 3 times the runtime?
The Perl implementation of generating overviews versus the C implementation. It's still fast enough, and in normal usage, we should be using the SQL one. So the primary benefit for this is that it uses about 15% of code of the C use.
Okay. Okay. Good. I'm catching that.
And that's up to present.
Okay. Hang on. Let me catch up.
Sure.
So the Perl implementation of overviews is slower than C, but acceptable.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. I'll get this yet. Okay. But it uses about 15% of the code than the C implementation. And let me catch up here for a moment. Okay, you added scripts for easy verification of XML, XML something, XML period, I'm sorry.
Our XML database, our sets of XMLs.
Okay, of XML database is better for the minutes. Okay.
We have a set of XML schemas. Our XML XSDs,
right,
that we can verify the XML scheme.
Okay.
They were already there, just the command for checking them against the program that uses or that does the checking was only documented in README. So now there's a script there.
Okay, so now there's a script there and it just is easier. Okay, you also added earlier options accept combos. What's a combo?
Okay. Options, or every driver has its own, or has options, and we store these options separately in their own XMLs. In the C implementation, parsing the options XMLs is only done for the combo, or for generating a combo set, or a combo data set. I want to do it as sort of as a first-class citizen process, along with options, or along with printers and drivers. So I developed those at the same time. Unfortunately, I cannot test the options. Like, I cannot test that my implementation of options is feature complete until I start working on combo, because that's the only point at which the C program exposes its option processing.
Combo is simply a combination of one printer with one driver, and for the case that the driver is able to generate PPDs by means of Fumatic, then there also belong options to this combo, and the options are a selection out of the whole set of option XMLs, and it is determined by the constraint definitions in the options which options belong to that combo. And the current Fumatic has a C program which generates an XML file which represents a printer driver combo with the options and with only the options and choices which belong to that combo.
Oh, I see.
This is the only way how the current Fumatic reads option XML files. Option XML files are not simply read by some part of the program to make a Perl data structure out of them, and that's it. So, for example, the constraints of the options are never turned into Perl data structures. They are only read by a C program which computes a combo, and so in the combo there are only the options left which are really belonging to that printer driver pair, and so these option entries do not contain constraints anymore.
I see. We're losing SQL, some of the data.
Yes. And the SQL, for example, fully handles options, as we must handle option in the SQL on the Open Printing web server. And the SQL way, if you use SQL as the database, to get a PPD, the PPD generation, the generation of the combo info data set, is done in SQL. There's a set of nine subsequent SQL queries which leads from the original SQL database to the combo data set in the form of an SQL table, which is then turned into Perl.
Okay, thank you.
And this way of generating PPDs is rather fast, and in also generating the overview in SQL is much faster than generating it in C or in Perl. I have only compared with C, naturally.
So, Daniel, is there any next steps, what you're going to work on next, the plan for the next couple of weeks or month?
Yes. I have to finish up overview. Right now, I skip PostScript drivers because those get handled a bit differently. So I need to finish that up. And then I start calling combos, which should be about as hard as overview.
What do you mean with skip PostScript drivers?
Well, right now in my very basic implementation of overview, if the driver happens to say PostScript in it, I skip it because I know in the C's overview it does some different things for that. I haven't added that yet.
Ah, yes.
So I'm currently implementing that.
Yeah, yes.
Then,
you need it until the whole thing gets released, but the combo naturally is more important and more interesting to see how it comes out.
Right. Okay.
I definitely will get this done and test against the C program before I work on the combo. Time appears to be working pretty well. Hopefully, we can get some testing done, or at least all integrated with Fumatic, and hopefully feature complete before midterm, and then later bit of Google Summer of Code, I can work on the importing to SQL.
Good, thank you. I didn't capture all of that, but thank you. I got some, you know, what finish overviews and for currently skipping over PostScript and, you know, startup on combos.
Oh, well, I'm not skipping over PostScript. Just the current implementation of overview doesn't process it. So I'm going to finish that up and then go on to combos.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to change that. Finish overview, including PostScript, and then start on combos. Is that more correct?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Do we have other topics today, Till? I would be really happy to get off. I have just a whale of a lot of Samsung stuff to do and stuff from the PWG meeting last week.
Yes, I will look whether what we have done. Yes, we have talked about Daniel's Fumatic work. We have talked about David Williams. We didn't really introduce him because he didn't call in. So George, perhaps you tell him that from now on he's also supposed to participate in the phone meetings. I've already done it. I've CC'd him on the reminders and also told him in my introduction.
I also talked to him yesterday about this morning's meeting.
Yes.
Before we all wander off, which would be good, I'd like to verify tentative times for a firm time for next month and a tentative time for August. So, next month we had tentatively planned before for Wednesday, July 6th, which is the week after, you know, the week following the Monday, 4th of July holiday in the U.S., does that work okay for Daniel and Till?
Yes.
Okay, and August, the first week of August is the PWG meeting, and so I need to look at my calendar here because I have no idea what's happening in August. Right, okay, so the second Wednesday in August, which would be the first opportunity, Till, would be the 10th.
I think this is okay.
Okay. Good. I will put that as tentative, but I'll put those times in the minutes and in the announcement of the minutes.
Okay.
Anything else? Except for us to say thank you, George, for being one of the
thank you, Lyra.
The best participating and the most helpful vendor participants all along in open printing for a long time. It's been a long road. Are you retiring entirely from the field or going elsewhere, or do you know yet?
I'm going to Amazon. I'm still in the IT field, and I'll keep watching the open printing mailing list. I
oh,
might not be able
good.
To call in, but I'm still
and on at Amazon, what will you do there? Or can you do
doing
it?
Some development. I'm not sure. I haven't started. I don't know exactly. Some software development, that's for sure.
Good. Okay.
And I also want to thank you very much for the great participation in the open printing activity and the great great work on developing and maintaining PPDs for ECOS printers and so to provide the first auto-downloadable drivers for printers, which many people have appreciated.
Thank you, and thank you, Ira, for the support in the last many years. And I met Teal many times. I only met Ira twice, I think. Once Atlanta.
George, did you come to the Mountain View Google one? Because I thought you and Chris.
Yeah,
I have a memory of seeing you and Chris there and having dinner with you there. So
right,
I think
right,
it's three
right.
times.
Three times, yes, three times.
Yes. Atlanta and then the Google one and now.
Right.
And you came also to Ubuntu Developer Summit at Google also.
Right, but I wasn't there.
For meeting, yes, you not Ira.
We've been all over in the last 5 years.
Sure, and thank you, especially to Teal, for the beginning when I get started, and we are playing with, Red Hat 9, and that time I'm known... don't know much about Linux printing, and Teal gave me really a lot of helpful hint on how to use GoScript for PCL drivers, and how to use Formatic, and use the Formatic extension. That's really give me a very good support, and that makes me able to make Ricoh drivers. Thank you so much for the help.
And you're welcome, and I hope on your new job you will also get such a great introduction.
Thank you, and we'll see. And thanks, Ira, on the standard communities and pointing out different issues. And we had a lot of discussions on the IE-1284, the command side, etc. So many things we had discussions, and it's really a pleasure to be able to work with you guys. And actually, I will be relocating to Seattle area.
Ah.
So you move away from the Silicon Valley. You cannot get... visit us.
I still come back to Silicon Valley fairly often, maybe every 2 weeks or so.
The
first couple of months, because I'm going to move there first, and then my family will follow me maybe by end of the year.
Yeah.
So I'll travel back to the Bay Area fairly often, like every 2 weeks or something. So if you guys get a chance to stop by in Seattle area, I'll be glad to meet you guys.
If you're in the Seattle area, then you can come to the PWG meetings when Microsoft hosts them, which they're going to do.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Cool, really? Microsoft going to host the PWG meeting again?
Yeah, I thought it would please you to know, because I knew you hadn't been on the recent teleconferences, George, that Justin Hutchings of Microsoft, a program manager in printing, has been showing up at every cloud and IPP working group teleconference and the face-to-faces, contributing input, including use cases, and working with Microsoft architects to get changes as needed in WS Discovery, etc., to make IPP everywhere be able to be discovered by Web Services Discovery. So... yes, Microsoft is very, very actively participating, thank goodness.
That's good to hear, yeah.
It bodes extremely well for highly visible IPP support right in, hopefully, future versions of Windows, because honestly, program managers and product managers are the Microsoft people that have been showing up at the conferences.
That's good. So it looks like I like to see the different technology like web services and IPP. Those different Atlantic.
Well, it's so important that they come together. It's the whole idea of the cloud working group is that you have complete functionality in either a future IPP binding, you know, with some added operations for things like pool printing and registration and so on, or in an MFD web service SOAP binding. So, because the cloud working group's going to do the model and say, you know, you need an operation to do this and so on, but the cloud working group is then going to collaborate with the IPP and MFD working groups to write the IPP and web service bindings. Yeah. So anyway, it's better than it's another good reason for you to encourage Amazon to even pay attention vis-a-vis cloud. But it's a particularly good time for anyone in the whole IT industry to pay attention to what's occurring in cloud working group and IPP everywhere project because they're just about to become a great deal more common, all the way from mobile phones and up to, you know, every server, I would bet. I'll stick brief notes and some links to the minutes or whatever from last week, but a brief summary about highlights of PWG meeting last night, last week, into the minutes from today. So I won't get them out right away, but I'll get them out later today.
Sure. Thank you.
I know what I was going to ask, George. One of the most interesting, to me, one of the most hopeful, interesting new projects, new areas in the Open Printing Summit was the whole good discussion around testing of the printing workflow, all of which applies to Linux, but much of which applies to any platform. Jeremy Panini, was really right on the ball and so on. Is there any chance that David could talk with Jeremy or otherwise encourage Jeremy to participate when we get around to on teleconferences and email working on testing print workflow?
Yeah. Actually, Jeremy is in charge of the testing of the Linux drivers. And he's fairly new to Linux printing, but he get on pretty very fast. So, I'm sure he'll be interested. I'll talk to him, and I'll ask him to look follow up the mailing list and maybe participate in the discussions. And
good.
David will work with Jeremy together.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Well, thank you, George, and
thank you.
Danny and Till and Daniel for coming, and I'm going to hang up and write the rest
of
these.
Thank you all for participating too.
And see, George, you can always dial into the Open Printing Monthly calls anyway.
Right.
In your new role as a brilliant software engineer.
Yes, it's no problem. You can participate everywhere. You can also post in the mailing list, even commit bug fixes on the PPDs.
Sure.
Oh,
sure.
Right. And, George, this may not be relevant, but it may be relevant for a peer or a co-worker at Amazon. You don't have to be a PWG member to attend meetings, to contribute to specs, to even write specs, and to call into teleconferences. It's all completely open, so it's only for the vote and the last calls that you have to be a member. So might encourage that, you know, it's getting to be a better time to pay attention.
And also no problem if you continue answering questions on the RICO forum on Open Print.
Of course, I will.
Right, in your spare time.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you all.
Okay, all right, thank you. Thank you all.
Talk with you soon, I hope.
Right.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, you take care.